Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about practicing non-defensiveness. It takes actual practice to respond and listen without getting defensive. It's difficult. For a lot of people, it's an automatic reaction. Maybe you respond that way because you feel a need to stick up for yourself. But you may not always need to. It's important to practice taking a step back and making sure you understand the situation before jumping to your own defense. Here's an example. Let's say your partner asks you, "Did you remember to confirm our reservations for this weekend?" Before you respond with one of the three forms of defensiveness, which are counterattack, righteous indignation, and innocent victimhood, take a minute to assess the situation. You can say to yourself, "I feel defensive because I did not remember to confirm our reservations. Am I being criticized or am I perceiving this as an attack? My partner isn't criticizing me, but I perceive this to be an attack because I'm sensitive to the implication that I'm forgetful or careless. Can I overlook that to keep this conversation on track?" If you can't overlook it, that's fine. You could say to your partner, "I'm feeling defensive. I feel like you're implying that I'm careless." Then your partner can help clarify, and together you can get the conversation back on track and look forward to your weekend reservations. Give yourself some grace and be patient as you practice non-defensiveness. If you slip up and get defensive, it's okay. It's catching yourself doing it that matters. If you realize it quickly, you could even ask your partner for a do-over. Let's use our earlier example. Your partner says, "Did you remember to confirm our reservations for this weekend?" You instantly snap back by saying, "Get off my back. Who are you, my mom? Actually, wait. Can I try that again? I'm sorry." If your partner agrees, rewind your response. Say, "I forgot, but let me call right now." Acknowledging and correcting yourself when you've responded defensively can go a long way. So here's today's small thing. The next time you feel yourself getting defensive, assume positive intent. Take a step back to assess the conversation with your loved one and make an effort to respond non-defensively. Tune in to the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.